You're listening to the Agentic Engineer Podcast, weekly AI agent intelligence for builders. I'm your host, and with me as always is my co-host. Let's get into it.
Issue 9. Claude Opus 4.7 ships with cyber safeguards baked into the weights. Versal got breached through an AI tool's OAuth scope. And Java developers finally get first-class agent infrastructure on AWS. Let's go.
Quick rundown. Opus 4.7 is GA, 13% coding benchmark lift. But the real story is differential capability reduction from Mythos, now shipping in production. The model is deliberately less capable in specific security domains. Same pricing.
Versal confirmed a breach. An attacker pivoted from context.ai's OAuth app to enumerate environment variables. Shiny Hunters claims to be selling the data. The AI supply chain attack everyone warned about just happened.
And our tool of the week, Spring AI SDK for Bedrock Agent Core hits GA. Java developers get Spring native agent infrastructure with pay-per-use pricing and zero idle compute. The big one. Anthropic released Opus 4.7. The coding benchmarks improved 13% over 4.6. Vision got better. But the headline feature is what the model won't do.
Explain that. Because a model being less capable sounds like a downgrade, not a feature.
It's targeted. During training, Anthropic selectively reduced the model's ability to perform prohibited security operations. The technique came from Mythos, which we covered in issue 6. In practice, the model can find vulnerabilities, explain exploit chains, and write defensive code. It cannot generate working exploits for prohibited categories.
And this is different from the safety filters we've seen before?
Completely different. Post-hoc filters sit on top of the model and can be jailbroken by rephrasing. Capability reduction means the knowledge pathway doesn't exist in the weights. You can't prompt engineer your way around something the model literally cannot do.
Okay, I buy the technical distinction. But here's my concern. Who decides what's prohibited? Security researchers need to generate exploit code to test defenses. Red teams need offensive capabilities. You can't just remove that and call it progress.
Anthropic thought about that. They launched a cyber verification program. Legitimate security researchers can apply for elevated access that restores some of the reduced capabilities. They verify your identity, employer, and use case. Approved researchers get a scoped API key.
So it's a credentialing system for security research access. That's actually a first for a frontier lab.
First ever. And the pricing stays at $5 input, $25 output per million tokens. No premium for the cyber safeguards. Anthropic is betting safety features should be table stakes, not upsells.
The competitive context is interesting, though. GPT 5.4 has computer use, but no equivalent capability reduction. Gemma 4 is open weight with no guardrails at all. Anthropic is the only lab shipping models that are deliberately less capable in specific domains.
Whether that's an advantage or a handicap depends on your use case. For builders running coding agents in production, the 13% benchmark lift is the immediate win. For the industry, the differential capability reduction experiment is the one to watch.
I'll say this. If it works without degrading legitimate use cases, every frontier lab copies it within 12 months. If it doesn't, Anthropic just handicapped their flagship model for nothing.
High stakes either way. Simon Willison's system prompt diff got 320 points on HN. The model is less verbose by default, less pushy about suggesting alternatives, and has a new tool search capability for discovering available tools dynamically. Child safety rules expanded significantly.
Less verbose, Claude. That alone might be worth the upgrade.
Quick hits. Starting with the breach that has every security team auditing their OAuth grants right now.
Versal got breached through context.ai's OAuth app. An attacker compromised a Versal employee's Google workspace, then escalated to enumerate unencrypted environment variables. Shiny Hunters claims to be selling the data. 744 points on Hacker News.
Versal says Next.js and open source projects were unaffected. But the attack vector is exactly what security teams have been warning about. Your AI tool's OAuth scope becomes the attacker's foothold.
Every third-party AI integration you've authorized is a potential entry point. If you haven't audited your OAuth grants recently, today is the day.
Ironic timing. The same week Versal gets breached, they open source OpenAgents, a three-layer reference platform for building custom coding agents.
Web UI, long-running workflow engine, sandboxed execution. Rauch's thesis is that the moat shifts from code you wrote to means of production. Stripe, Ramp, Spotify, and Block are already building internal agents on it.
The architecture is clean. Each layer can be swapped independently. But the optics of open sourcing an agent platform the same week you get breached through an AI tool? That's rough.
Multica hit 17,200 stars this week, plus 7,831. That's the biggest single-week gain we've seen from a new entrant.
Open source managed agents platform. You assign GitHub issues to AI agents the way you'd assign to a colleague. Works with Claude Code, Codex, OpenClaw, OpenCode, Hermes, Gemini, Pi, and Cursor Agent.
The interesting part is that agents compound reusable skills over time. Self-hostable. The agents as coworkers thesis made concrete with the GitHub integration to prove it.
OpenAI updated the agents SDK with sandbox integration and a long horizon harness for frontier models. Agents now work in siloed workspaces with file system isolation.
Python first, TypeScript coming. The agent index tells the story. OpenAI agents SDK jumped plus 2,861 stars this week. Its biggest gain ever.
And generic agent gained plus 3,512 stars. For 1,750 total. A 3,000-line core with 9 atomic tools and a 100-line agent loop.
Every solved task crystallizes into a reusable skill. Claims 6x less token consumption than alternatives. The author says the agent self-bootstrapped its own repository without them opening a terminal. The grow-your-own skill tree approach is compelling for teams that want agents to learn from their co-base.
Paper breakdown. GTA 2 from a team studying hierarchical agent benchmarks. The core question, does your model matter or does your harness matter more?
Spoiler, it's the harness.
GTA 2 is a two-level benchmark. Level 1 tests atomic tool use. Can the model call the right API with the right parameters? Level 2 tests open-ended workflows. Can the agent chain multiple tools to complete a real user request? No synthetic tasks. Real user queries, deployed tools, multimodal contexts.
And the results are humbling. Frontier models score below 50% on atomic tasks. On workflows, 14.39%.
The gap between the two levels is where agents actually fail. Not on individual tool calls, but on planning which tools to call in what order. Models that scored similarly on level 1 diverged significantly on level 2, depending on their harness design.
So if you're picking between models for your agent, you're optimizing the wrong variable.
Exactly. The paper shows that checkpoint-guided feedback, where the harness validates intermediate results and course corrects, improves workflow completion more than switching to a better model. Manus and OpenClaw-style harnesses with built-in validation loops outperformed ROM model upgrades.
I want to flag the practical gap, though. GTA 2 tests single-session workflows. Production agents often run multi-session tasks spanning hours or days. Context management and state persistence matter as much as tool use accuracy. The benchmark doesn't capture that yet.
Fair, but the core insight stands. Invest in your harness before you invest in a bigger model.
Time saved, 5-minute read versus 40-minute paper. 8x compression. Tool of the week. And this one has been a long time coming.
Spring AI SDK for Amazon Bedrock Agent Core is now GA. Java developers have been second-class citizens in the AI agent space. Python gets every SDK first. TypeScript gets it second. Java gets a blog post saying coming soon.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You can now build production-ready AI agents using Spring patterns you already know. Annotations, auto-configuration, composable advisors. The SDK handles SSE streaming, health checks, rate limiting, memory, and tool wiring.
Walk me through the composable advisors, because that's the Spring native part that matters.
You chain pre-processing and post-processing logic around agent calls. Memory advisors handle conversation history. Rate limiting advisors prevent runaway token spend. All pluggable, all Spring native. If you've used Spring interceptors or filters, same mental model.
And the pricing model is interesting. pay-per-use on Bedrock Agent Core runtime. No idle compute costs. Your agent spins up on request and shuts down when done.
For teams running agents that handle bursty workloads, customer support, code review, incident response, this eliminates the keep a GPU warm just-in-case problem.
This is a follow-up to Issue 8's Agent Registry Preview. Java is now first class for AWS agents. If your org runs Spring Boot in production, and statistically it probably does, this is the path of least resistance to production AI agents.
Define your tools as Spring Beans with a tool annotation and a description. That's it. The SDK handles discovery, invocation, and error handling. The quick start is genuinely quick.
GA and Amazon Bedrock Agent Core. No more coming soon for Java.
Agent Index Update. Let's talk about the numbers.
OpenClaw at 360,872, plus 4,795. Its lowest weekly gain since we started tracking. But at 360K total, it's still 2x the next closest.
The real story this week is the TypeScript Agent SDK race. OpenAI Agents SDK exploded with plus 2,861 stars. Its biggest week ever. It nearly caught Versal AI SDK. 23,608 versus 23,634. A gap of just 26 stars.
26 stars. And Mastra at 23,164 is within striking distance of both. Next week, one of them overtakes the other. The three-way tie is real.
LangGraph at plus 597 continues outpacing parent LangChain at plus 779 on percentage. 2% versus 0.58%. The child keeps growing faster than the parent.
CrewAI extended its lead over LlamaIndex. 49,299 versus 48,706. A gap of 593 stars now. And Microsoft Agent Framework joins the index at 9,617 stars. We're tracking it separately from AutoGen and Semantic Kernel since all three repos remain active.
N8N at plus 1,002 and Diffy at plus 889 both had solid weeks. The no-code agent builder space continues to grow steadily.
Hot take time. And this one is about the numbers we just read.
CMU published a peer-reviewed study at ICSE 2026 documenting 6 million fake GitHub stars across 18,617 repos using 301,000 accounts.
Stars sell for 3 cents to 85 cents each. AI and LLM repos are the largest non-malicious category at 177,000 fake stars. 78 fake-starred repos made GitHub trending.
And here's the kicker. VCs use stars as sourcing signals. The median seed stage threshold is 2,850 stars. The FTC's 2024 fake review rule carries $53,000 per violation.
So we've been tracking the agent index for 9 issues now. Every week, readers ask which frameworks are winning based on star counts. This study says the answer might be whichever one's bought the most bots.
I think the agent index still has value. Week-over-week deltas are harder to fake than absolute counts. You need to sustain a bot campaign every single week to move the needle on our tracker.
I disagree with the optimism. If your star count costs 6 cents to manipulate, the absolute numbers are meaningless. And deltas can be game too. By 500 stars on Monday, let them trickle in over the week, and you've got a nice organic-looking plus 500 delta.
That's a fair point. But what's the alternative? We need some signal for framework adoption.
The alternative is trusting the repos you've actually read, not the ones with the biggest number next to a yellow icon. Stars were never a perfect signal. Now they're a compromised one. If you're making technology decisions based on star counts alone, you're making decisions based on a number that costs 6 cents to manipulate.
Harsh, but the CMU data is peer-reviewed. 6 million fake stars is not a rounding error.
It's not. And the industry needs to reckon with it.
That's a wrap for Issue 9 of the Agentic Engineer podcast. Subscribe to the newsletter at theagenticengineer.waltzoff.net and follow us on YouTube at the Agentic Engineer Pod. Share it with a friend who's building with agents. We'll be back next week. Until then, keep building.